Welcome to Radio 360, a podcast for 360 Records. We hope you like the songs we're going to play today.
We want to take you on the trip. Tricky. Antimatter. Sanctuary.
I'm antimatter.
I don't matter.
Cancel phones, break my bones.
I'm illusion, sonic solution.
Magic mark,
sonic pollution.
I just detox.
I just see lots. I see nothing. Show me something. We go around now. I make a safer sound. I try to break it down.
Head. Expiration date. Ninja Tune.
It's not unusual. It's not unusual. Probably hundreds of wonderful love affairs go bad in this town every week. We'll be right back.
People talk too much, so we let our music do the talking.
Runaways UK, Broken Love, 360 Records.
Robert Miles and Trilog Gurta. Soul Driven. Salt Records.
Thank you. Cinematic Orchestra. Done. Ninja Tune.
Radio 360. Music for strange moments. Ventriloquist. Get up cold and walk. Sounds easy.
Tired and hungry. I walk this dirt road at dawn. Savage and lucid. Seems like my eyes cut through the soft light like diamond cutters. Thoughts scatter through dark matter and memories shatter like glass. Like they're at my feet in thousands of tiny pieces, each one no bigger than a teardrop. So I stop. And with the attention afforded only by bewilderment, I hold each shard of memory up to the light, which is a pale ochre, not yet bright. And in spite of my squinting, in each one I see prisms of childhood glinting, hinting at the stories which would one day take hold of me, singing in the voice which is in the soul of me. Timelessly, I remain in this observatory, examining every piece, reliving the pain and the gain of love's release. Lessons of flesh and blessings of blood flood my senses. I hang on to them loosely, low defenses. The silences roar in my breast like a flaming ocean. It's potent, this raw emotion. Presently, the last memory is glimpsed, and I, clarified like hot butter, begin to mutter and mumble as my feet stumble and I cross the road of reckoning. I feel a bright light beckoning and begin to unfold. The day snaps into focus and I begin to feel cold. So I boldly stroll forward, harboring the realization that I've been sold a set of borrowed morals to judge myself by. But in the gold light of morning, cold and yawning, I walk in silence, resonant, resolute, and clear. And for this moment, I know nothing of fear. Whether I'm walking this dirt track at sunrise or spluttering through billowing lead-laden streets, the beats I hear are defiant and daily I seek their solace. Those beats are my beats, are your feet on concrete streets, so discreetly I tune myself to insight like a radio. Darting between incoming signals of audio and visual, the lingering images languishing and residual. I duck and dive, dodging their blows but observing their meaning. I refuse to have my thoughts inflicted onto me in bold type, but suggestions of a better lifestyle, implying I don't know what's my style, so I just try and smile. But I do feel like a scanner sometimes. Every billboard hoarding slaps onto me, wraps onto me, fly-posted like a turban of unachievable attainment. It's like entrainment, involuntary. Choices foisted upon us because that's freedom. Well, I've got so many choices that I can't see them all. And to make the wrong choice is to fly or fall, so I call on my intuition to guide me. I don't need the new Adidas because I've got angels beside me. And each one's got a song that she sings, and when she sings it, I can feel the brush of her wings. This helps me sigh through the surface world and connect with my feet bare. I climb higher than the highest sign, so my eye line meets the skyline. Maybe I'll see you there. I'm not carefree, but I'm not careful. I feel the pull of the pursuit of happiness, so I don't pursue it. I won't imbue it with a sense of separateness. It comes to me when I'm at my stillest, empty of desire. So I sing songs and play drums sitting by a fire. I bathe in silence with music inside air bubbles, or I lie belly up in my pants alone, freaking like a spider to Polish jazz drum solos. High on high grade herbs of God made. He played with us when he gave us choices, left wondering what our true voice is. Well, I think my voice is your voice, is all voices, and our voice is one voice, whatever our choice is. Robin Reliance or Rolls Royces. My voice is the breeze through leaves and stony hills. My voice is raised by loud noises and gas bills. My voice is the silence of winter. It's the walker and sprinter, the wood and the splinter, subatomically intertwined. It's what dogs find when they sniff in the bushes. It's what pushes me forward and back. It's the crack in the pavement I can't help walking on. It's the board which is black that the teacher is chalking on. My voice echoes off tower blocks and canyon walls. My voice tumbles over waterfalls. My voice is the wood from trees carved into drums. It's food cooked on fires in Kigali slums. It's parallax. It's the road I keep crossing, the teeth I keep flossing, the pancake that's tossing itself. It's in every book, on every shelf. It's the self without self. It's lesser than less, but it's the best because it's just the same as the rest of the mess. My voice is the crackle on vinyl before you hear the song. It's the lover who tore me apart, who I held on to too long. It's a song you've never heard, sung by a bird for which there's no word. It's murderous and redemptive, it's reactionary and preemptive. It's the sound Orion makes when he draws his heavenly sword. And it's the tears in the eyes of a pianist who plays her final chord. My voice is the belief behind the oath that's been sworn. And it's the sound of my footsteps on the dirt road at dawn. Thank you.
for listening to Radio 360. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Please tell your friends about us. www.360records.com